Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. It's Q&A time and we're talking a lot about grief at the moment because it's National Grief Awareness Week. So what we're going to be talking today is some really brilliant techniques which I've learned over time from Chinese medicine about how to address grief and what to do about it. Now, there is so much to talk about with grief, I think. But before we go into that, let's just have a little bit of feedback from some of our lovely listeners. So Gemma Bowden says, I love your advice on planning a diary for anxiety management. I even suggested it to my other half. I find that I can plan a diary when I'm on my own, but my other half has a proper masculine energy and I can't get drawn into his go, go, go. Okay, that is a really useful thing to say. Not that we're sort of dissing masculine energy or anything, but I find as a postmenopausal woman, so I'm now 52 and I'm out the other side, that my energies are much less now than they used to be. I can't just do that go, go, go. I can't do it. So I call them my energies. My kids refer to it as that, oh, mummy's energy, mummy and her energies, which is just my capacity to do. Because as we go through the menopause, we need to nurture our kidneys more and more. So having a diary of scheduling your self-care and giving it as equal weight in terms of the being as the doing of the day and the compensation and the charging of the body versus the draining of the body. Think of it like a mobile phone where, you know, if you're using your phone a lot, you need to charge it up. And if you're using it a lot, you need a battery pack on the go. Okay, it's the same thing with the body. So we need to actually physically diary that in. It's such a useful technique. It's so simple. And the other thing I always do is I always diary it the night before. I never wake up in the morning to do these things. I do it before I go to sleep. And then I wake up and go into autopilot. So Anna has asked in the Q&A, she said, grief feels overwhelming physically and emotionally. And I've heard that in Chinese medicine, it's linked to the lungs, which is indeed true. Could you share some simple ways to work through grief, like breathing or tapping, that can really help to release it and bring a sense of calm? Well, interestingly, I've just recently done a podcast with the most phenomenal woman who runs all sorts of incredible information on grief, which we'll put up into the podcast underneath. But equally, Chinese medicine has got absolutely fantastic content for grief. And that's what I want to focus on really primarily today. And just to say to anyone who's experiencing grief at the moment that there is a free fact sheet on my website and also I think it was actually a 2-hour masterclass. It was so comprehensive, the masterclass. I think it was actually 2 hours long. And that's there as well. So I've really, really got some deep content on that if you want to go deeper. But the first thing that you need to know with grief is that in Chinese medicine, we have, remember, well, never mind Chinese medicine, Own Your Health. Just go back again. Any new listeners who haven't heard before, there are three things you need to know. And if you are a regular listener, you can say them with me because there's nothing like repeating the goodness. One, 80% of your body's problems are as a result of compromised circulation, okay? So the free flow of circulation of blood and energy around your body is absolutely paramount and it is compromised. Modern life compromises circulation and we've forgotten the techniques to bring that back. That's number one. Number two, your body is like a giant filtration plant. It needs to filter and release all of the things that it doesn't need to create space for the new stuff to come in. So you're constantly, the breath, food, the urinary system, the large intestine, you know, the colon, all of these systems, sweat, all of these things allow the body to release what's no longer required so that new stuff comes in. And finally, the health of the body is governed by your five key organs, which is the heart, the spleen, the lungs, the kidney and the liver. Okay. And they have massive responsibilities for the body in terms of their physical functions, their emotional functions and their spiritual functions. These organs do far more for the body than just what we've been led to believe through GCSE biology and the Western healthcare system. Okay. So there's more to it. Now, when it comes to grief, grief is the heavy emotion of the lungs. So we pinpoint it into the lungs. Now, the thing about the lungs is there's a few things you need to know. One, they're called the governor of the body, so they govern. Now, that's not the same as the heart, which is the commander of the body. The heart commands, but the lungs govern. So that's, what does that mean? It's like the heart's like the prime minister and the lungs, or the emperor. In the olden days, the heart was the emperor because I'm going to China here. So we'd have had kings and queens. They had an emperor. So the heart was the emperor, but the lungs were like the kind of the ministerial body that was basically governing what the heart was commanding. So it would bring governance to everything else. And the way that the lungs work is they expand and contract like this. And indeed, they move in their motion according to the movement of the diaphragm. And that in turn creates peristalsis of the gut. It also controls, okay, the rate of the heart. You can control your heart rate via the breath. and the heart rate relates to the pulsation of the kidney. So there's all of these incredible things going on in your body, which are all totally dominated by the breath. Now, when we get grief stricken, i.e. we have been struck, it's the word strike is how we have it in the language. It's like a strike. It's like... Okay, so that compromises the lung's ability to expand and contract, which immediately creates a huge negative spiral on the body. Everything collapses. It's like going up to a game of Jenga and just going like that. Because I always align sort of long-term longevity health practice to a game of Jenga. What we do when we're unconscious is we're constantly taking out the bricks. What we do when we're having own your health narratives, we're putting the bricks back in again, keeping that lovely stack of Jenga nice and strong because there's loads of bricks in it. Okay, so that's the trick. But grief-stricken just comes along and just smashes it across. And that's how people who've gone through extreme grief feel. You are stricken and life does not feel the same as it does for somebody who is not going through grief. Now, the first thing to do with that, to unpick this, is to go into the very organ which is struck the deepest, which is the lung. So the first thing that we need to do is just identify where that organ is. Now, everyone knows where their lungs are. You'd be amazed that many people don't know where their livers and kidneys are, for example, or their spleens, but the lungs are here, okay? Now, the first thing that I suggest anyone does if they're dealing with grief, or this can be heartache or loss, it doesn't have to be fully blown, you know, absolute depth of grief. It can, you know, grief can come in many different ways. We refer to it also as loss, okay? Loss. It could be a pet. It could be moving house. It could be a favourite book that you've just finished and you feel really sad at the end because you finished the experience. You know, it can present itself in many different ways. But the first thing to do is to just take your hands and use your fingertips. And this is called the grain of sand. And just start to tap over the lungs. Now, when you're tapping, really focus on the middle area here, which is between the breasts, okay, which is very much aligned into the heart, so that you're just tapping into the heart at the same time and then coming out like a little fountain. So imagine that you're going in from the heart and coming out like a little sort of stylized fountain and really working where the arms meet the torso, okay? So just this little front bit here, because this is the entry point of the lungs. So just this little bit just at the front here. This is lung one and two. So you really want to make sure that you're tapping into that area here. If you can, you want to tap over the shoulders and across the top of the back. Now, we also on the Hey You method have a body tapper, which I haven't got to hand right now, but it's just like a long bamboo stick. Really good for tapping the upper back at the back because it's slightly harder to reach. The tapper's brilliant for the upper back, but don't worry too much about that. The most important thing is to focus on the front. Now, this immediately starts to help with things like the heavy pressure on your chest or the trouble in breathing or feeling like you've got a weight in your stomach or heart palpitations or pain. You know, this is what grief does to us. So just doing this very tapping alone will start to help. And then as you do this, start to slow the breath. Now, this is a very slow breath that I talk about. In the easiest format for anyone who just wants the easy option first is just breathe slowly in, linger, breathe slowly out and linger. That's in its absolute basic format. So as a starter for seven, just start with that first. Just breathe in slowly, linger at the top, breathe out slowly, linger at the bottom whilst tapping, okay? So I want to bring your attention to another brilliant brand, which I've been orbiting around over the past few months, and I really like it. It's called Equi, which is short for equilibrium. Now, you can pop over to their website, which is equilondon.com, and it is a brilliant brand of supplements. I've been taking the powders, which I absolutely love. They are absolutely full of nutrients. You've got multivitamins, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, superfoods, adaptogens, we've got ashwagandha, and then we've even got mushrooms from traditional Chinese medicine as well. So it's just ram-packed. But because it's so packed full of the good stuff, they've taken out all of the bad stuff. So we don't have chemicals, we don't have fillers, we don't have binders, all of that's been taken out. So it's just pure nutrition. Now, I take a couple of teaspoons after a meal, either breakfast or dinner, and I just mix it in a little bit of plant-based milk. You can do it in water, but I drink it like a little shot because you only need sort of two rounded teaspoons and that will do the job. And the thing that I like about it is that they've just taken a holistic approach. So it's not a supplement for this and a supplement for that, because personally I find what I end up doing or did in the past was I'd end up with a shelf full of supplements and then I'd just get a bit fed up with it because I'd end up on sort of 12 different things and then I couldn't really remember what was doing what. Whereas with this, it's one jar doing one thing and it's working with everything. So it's working with my hormones, it's working with my digestion, it's working with my immunity, energy, focus, skin, mood. So everything just kind of gets wrapped up into one. Now, I like that because that's kind of fuss-free supplementation. So that's why I'm really excited to explain that brand to you. So that's equilondon.com. Go and have a look at their website. Personally, I like the powder format. That's always my way. I like a little shot of milk. Don't put it in hot drinks. I like it just room temperature milk or a little bit of room temperature water. Get it down the hatch and you're sorted. But if you want to go deeper, okay, if you... It's really tough, okay, because I know when I was going through grief, I mean, I was crying so much. I'm not joking. I actually felt like my toenails were wringing themselves out into the tears. I could feel the follicles of my hair kind of being wrung out. It was such a just intense feeling. And so therefore, the normal slow breath that I teach everyone wasn't enough. Because when the pain is deeper than that, the technique has to match it and the technique has to go deeper as well. So actually, this breathing technique that I talk about is deeper. So the breath is actually to the count of 10. Okay, so what you want to do is just breathe deeply in, okay, for 10 counts. And you want to then hold for 10 counts. And then you want to breathe out pain for 10 counts. So you want to imagine as you're holding the breath at the top that the breath is kind of mixing itself in with all of the pain and the trauma. And then as you're breathing out, imagine you're like a Puff the Magic Dragon and it's coming out like dark fumes. Your mind is your greatest healing tool. So we're using a body technique, but the more you focus your mind and breath into the body technique, the more effective it will become. So let's just try that together. Okay. So I'm just going to, does that tapping sound? Can we hear that if I'm going like that? Hold. Out. Hold. And repeat. Okay, so you repeat, I'll talk. So the reality is that what we're trying to do here is to give you a focus on the location of the physical pain, okay? And if you can't feel anything because you're completely numb, focus right here where I'm tapping now, which is in the center of the chest, okay? Just focus on it there. And then use that breath and really use the visualization. So really imagine that the breath coming in is pure and resonant and beautiful and symphonic. Imagine that you're in a beautiful healing capsule, which is kind of gold here and marble here, and you're safe and protected and all of your guides are here channeling energy. And you need to really imagine that you're really feeling it. You've got to fake it to make it with healing. You've got to just literally pretend, go beyond your comfort zone, beyond your usual state of imagination. Imagine you're a Disney film. Okay, and imagine it's absolutely amazing that you're lying on a bed of roses. It's beautiful. And just tap, 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 and bring this breath in, which is so highly charged with divine resonances, and mix it. Okay, and then let it go. And then allow the breath to simply engage. Okay, just give it the engagement to the presence of your pain. Okay, and if you do this several times, you're going to start to feel a sense of shift. Okay, so that's the first thing to do. Okay, and whilst you're doing that, you can also, if the tapping gets too much, but you still want to do it, go to the flat of your hand and just rub. Okay, so go from the heart outwards. Okay, and then down the inside of the arm towards the thumb, because that's the lung channel. Okay, so you just want to give yourself a really nice stroke. It's nice to do it with the sculptor if you want to use a tool, but you know, using it with your hand will work just as well. You can do it with massage oil if you want to use a nice, beautiful, perhaps roses are really, really good for helping with broken hearts and grief. So rose tea, rose massage oil is really, really helpful. So that's the first one that I would do. Now, the second thing that I would do is regular tapping, because the thing about grief is it messes everything because it's so awful. It's literally like someone's come in and struck the Jenga and it's just gone da 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 and it's scattered and you've got to put the pieces back together again. Okay, and it does take time. You can't rush the process because the body has to rebuild because it's been so devastated. So body tapping all over the channels of the body. Okay, so this isn't just working on the actual organ itself of the lungs, but this is now going all over the body because, as I said earlier, 80% of body situations are caused by a compromise in the circulation of the body. And the body going, yeah, like this, and getting that sort of strike plays havoc with the circulation. So we've got to get the circulation going. So the easiest way of doing that is just shaking the body. That's the free way, okay? So just shaking the body. You can do it sitting down. You can do it standing up. Note that body shakes when it goes into shock. So what you're doing is you're sort of superimposing that. Keep with the slow breath. Keep with what I call the divine dialogue. Let the negative narrative go. Just go think nice thoughts. Think, and if you can't think of nice thoughts, just play something, you know, play a beautiful piece of music. I was listening to Beethoven piano adagios all the time when I was grief-stricken. There was one beautiful one, which I can give you afterwards, because I can't remember, is it number 3 or 5? I think it's number 3 from the Beethoven piano sonata. It's amazing. I played it over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, literally, it's like the theme tune. Use aromatherapy oils as you're breathing. It's anyone that knows my brand. That's when I created the bathing salts, which we sadly aren't selling at the moment. But that fragrance is in the crystal cleanser. So that fragrance was what I created when I was in extreme grief. And I used to lie in the bath with these salts and listen to this music and then come out and just shake the body over and over and over and over again. And then if you once you've done the shaking, if you want to, you can tap all over the body with a tapper, slowly, gently, kindly. Don't whack yourself. Don't go too quickly. Just put on beautiful music and just tap, 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 tap. It's so helpful to the body because it gets the circulation moving smoothly, which is so important. And then the other thing to do is to move regularly. Okay, so that can manifest itself in many different ways. For example, you know, come on to some of my Qigong classes. There's many for free, which are on YouTube. There is my healing movement, which is on Instagram on a Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. There are loads of classes which I've done. I'm now going to be teaching on Hey You Fit as of January, dropping classes over there as well. There is also meditations and movements on my website as well. But if nothing else, get into nature, go for a walk. Just that. It will always make you feel better. Nature, even the shapes of nature, have been scientifically proved to improve our mood. That's just proven. Being in nature and getting back the connection to nature improves the mood, and it helps this movement of energy to start to repair itself in the very gentlest of ways. Then there are very simple things like the importance of the thing about grief, sorry, just to just backtrack there, is that the usual healing things that I advise apply. It's just they apply more because the pain is so extreme. So everybody benefits from being in nature. Human beings are sociable creatures. We benefit from being in communities and we benefit from a compassionate state. So if we can perhaps speak to or go and have a cup of tea with somebody who's been through a similar experience so that you can share stories and you can just relate to one another and offer sympathy and compassion. Sympathy feeds the spleen. Compassion feeds the liver. Okay. Having a gratitude list. Now that's easier said than done. Okay. Because when I was in deep grief, the last thing I wanted to do was write down all the lovely things that I was grateful for. Because actually, if I'm really honest with you, I wasn't that grateful at that moment in my life. I didn't feel grateful. So I found it really hard to sit there and go, I'm really happy and I'm really grateful for all these amazing things. So I can now. Now I can, because I'm in my grief has passed and I've kind of processed it and I've come out the other side. But at that time, I couldn't. So what did I do? Well, I did still nonetheless write one down. I sat there with a blank piece of paper that's probably, if I look back on my journal of that day, tear stained, if I'm honest, because I didn't feel it very much. But I nonetheless wrote it down anyway. And I used to find that the journaling practices were, I found them much easier to do in the evening than in the morning. In the morning, I'd wake up and have like 1 second of respite where you'd feel all right. And then suddenly you'd remember everything and bam, down it came. So I wasn't able at that point to start writing stuff down. I couldn't function. But late at night, I was trying to get to sleep and not succeeding. So I found the journaling process made sleep fractionally easier, and therefore I did it. And writing down things that I loved, and I called it the I love list. And you are de facto grateful for things that you love because it's the same frequency. So, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me, sorry. So what did I love? Well, at that state, the immediate answer was nothing. And then I had a dog. So I'd see my doggy, because this was in bed. So he'd be on my bed. And I think, okay, well, I love Fidel. I mean, I do. Come hell or high water, I love my little boy. He's my doggy. Now, not everyone has a doggy, but he was at the beginning of my list. So that was a start. And if you don't have a dog, you can love mine, because he's terribly sweet and he features on Instagram. So you can love Katie's posts about dogs. But what I suggest to people is nature is such a healer that if you don't have your own pet, which thousands of people, millions of people don't, go onto Instagram, for example, and just look at some of the really sweet feeds about birds. or nature photography. I mean, I love birds. I absolutely love birds so much. So birds were on my list because I love birds. The first thing I did when I moved into my new barn was put a bird feeder up outside my bedroom window. That was the first thing I did. I'd not even moved in and I put the bird feeder up so I could see the birds from my window when I lie in bed, and it makes me so happy. So birds. So if I don't live somewhere where there could be birds, I look at birds on, I have bird feeders in the country, and then I have bird feeds in London because the feeds come in on my social media and I look at it that way. And you can have, like, you know, cat TV, for example, because we have cat TV, and cat TV will show you videos of birds feeding and bathing and things. And we don't put it on with our cat because she gets so stressed, because she gets so, like, obsessed with it. She can't work out where they're coming from, and it's actually quite upsetting. So we don't do it. But I would do it on my laptop when she wasn't around, and that would help me. So you start with the I love list and you just dig deep and you find things that you love. And the answer normally starts with nature. Okay, animals, wildlife, just the process of life. It's very, very soothing on the body. And I think the other thing to say is gentleness is the other key thing, because the thing about grief is it's extreme pain. That's what it is. So it's the and then some factor of the stuff that I already talk about on Own Your Health. So it's the same stuff that I talk about in the 3-step plan, in the guides, in the podcast, what we're doing. But it's about understanding that grief is horrendously painful. It is excruciating. We are stricken with it. It is life numbing. It slows down time. Time goes into a different morph. You feel like you don't belong in the world. You're sort of warp over here when everyone else is doing stuff, and you just feel completely removed from society. It's horrible. So the thing, in the olden days, you'd wear black. So black was mourning. Queen Victoria wore black for the rest of her life after Prince Albert died. So, you know, but black now is a fashion colour. When I'm in black now, it's not because I'm in grief. It's just because I like wearing a black jumper in the wintertime because it looks nice. So we've lost the colour coding. So we therefore have to impose it upon ourselves to say we have to be gentle and loving to ourselves. And we have to try as best we can to fill our days and diary that in, like we were talking earlier about Gemma saying how important it was for her to diary in her self-care. Yeah, when you're in grief, you need to diary even more. And if you have the luxury of being able to take any time off whatsoever, you know, you need to up the therapy as much as you can. Any kind of therapy. If you can pay for it, have body work. If you can't afford to pay for it, do self-care. If you can pay for it as well, do self-care and body work. If you can't do that, you know, go to the Good Grief Trust. Okay, absolutely incredible organization, which has got this umbrella of hundreds and hundreds of free things that you can do and connect into to help yourself. And I think those are the things to do because that's the start. Do all of that first. OK, so do all of that first. Then have a look at my grief fact sheet. OK, and then if you need to go deeper, do please listen to the Grief Masterclass, because it's 2 hours of comprehensive information. And I can't put all of it into a podcast because it would be it'd be overwhelming. But the ultimate point is you just have to do the usual things of self-care that I talk about, the mindfulness breath, tapping, moving, shaking, organising your food at the right time, being kind to yourself, divine dialogues rather than negative narratives, doing movement, getting into nature, and really looking after yourself in order to go through the process to come out the other side. So thank you so much for joining me today. Hopefully that has given you a little bit of an introduction on some really tangible things you can do to offset and process grief. If anyone has any questions on this very sensitive subject, do feel free to email in ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. If you wish it to be anonymous, please say so. We will answer your questions. Put it in the comments below. We will answer those too. And if anyone needs any help, do please don't be afraid to talk or share this information with anyone that you think might help you, that this might help them. So in the meantime, thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next time.